minutes, but let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Already, Lord, we are so mindful of you, Lord, of what you've done for us, so we're mindful of your presence. And Father, as we open your word, we just pray that you just speak to each and every one of us this day, Lord. Let there be not just knowledge, Lord. Let there be an impartation into our spirit, Lord. We pray, Father, that you continue to stretch us, to grow us, and Lord, more and more, Lord, to just do glory in the wonder of who you are, Lord, and your love for us. So, Father, we commit this word to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, again, as I said, I want to talk about the presence of God. And something about the presence of God, something about being in his presence, something so wonderful, something so magnificent that when we are in the presence of God, and there's a wonderful psalm, Psalm 105, verse 4, it says this to us. It says, "Seek and deeply long for the Lord and his strength, his power, his might." This is from the Amplified. "Seek and deeply long for his face and his presence continually." Longing for his presence, his seeking his face, deeply longing for his face and his presence continually. Having a heart for God, we are just so much wanting to be in the presence of God, to experience the presence of God, to know the presence of God, and to have such a heart that we are hungry for that, that we're desperate for that. Lord, I'm just so hungry for you and for your presence. And when we talk about the presence of God, we know that there's a number of ways that we talk about the presence of God. Obviously, we know that God is everywhere, that he is omnipresent, that God is everywhere. The psalmist says in 139, verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" There's nowhere that we can go that God isn't. God is everywhere. He goes on to say that if I was to ascend to the highest heights of the heavens, you are there. If I was to make my bed in the earth, you are there. If I was to rise on the wings of the dawn, if I was to go to this far sea that far away, you are there and you will guide me. It doesn't matter wherever we go, the Lord is with us. He is everywhere in all places. At all times, he is everywhere. Only he uniquely can do that. He is everywhere. The Lord is everywhere. He is omnipresent. And C.S. Lewis said it like this: "We may ignore, but we can nowhere evade the presence of God. The world is crowded with him. He walks everywhere incognito." And I love that little quote, that wherever we are, there's that sense that God is everywhere. And I think most of us understand that we understand, yes, God is everywhere. He's above all things. And I think a lot of times that people struggle because we know he's everywhere. And we know that he knows everything. And so people don't cry out to him, well, he's already there, isn't he? Well, I want to talk about a level of his presence that we want to abide in and to walk in our lives. And so the sense that there is, yep, that God is everywhere, his omnipresence. And there is that abiding presence. And we've spoken about Christ in us, the hope of glory, that the Lord is with us everywhere we go. We carry within us the Lord, the Holy Spirit indwelling within our hearts. And so we're never alone. The Lord is not just with us. The Lord is within us. He is abiding with us. And there's that sense that we carry the abiding presence of the Lord. Wherever we are, we know the Lord is with us. He's always there for us. And so we know that he's there. Jesus said, Hebrews 13:5 says, God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." He's always with us, and we carry that. And so we're always in the presence of God, and we can't hide from God. Don't think, oh, look, I'll just do this. No one knows, and no one's. God knows everything. He sees everything, and he's right there. Wherever we are, every moment of every day, the Lord is actually there. And once we become a believer, we give our heart to him. We have that indwelling within us. He's abiding with us. We have this presence with us continually in our life. And finally, we know that there's the eternal presence of God, that we know that when the Lord is coming back and when the Lord comes back, that we will be with him forever. It's not just for this life that we live, that we live our lives for eternity. Revelations 21:3, it says, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.'" What an amazing promise. So in eternity, when the Lord comes back and we meet him in the air, and there's the millennial reign of Christ, and then the final judgment throne, the white throne judgment, and then when we're entering into eternity, God himself dwelling with us with the presence of God forever and ever and ever and ever for eternity, reigning and ruling with him. What an amazing thing that will be, the eternal presence of God walking in that. But what I want to speak about more this morning is the manifest presence of God. The sense where you're there and where God has shown up. When God, you just know God is there. When you sense God, when it's almost tangible, the presence of God is strong and you know that the Lord is there. I trust that you know the Lord is here this morning. And if you didn't understand that or touch that today, you didn't enter into that. I pray that you are able to know how to move with that, how to walk into, how to grab a hold of that manifest presence of God. When the Lord is there in that way where you just sense Him, you just know. I don't need anyone to tell you. You just know in your heart that the Lord is here. And that's the presence that we're longing for. We know that we're always walking in the Lord. We're always with His presence. And remember, we don't want to be ones that we reduce our whole relationship with God or our sense of God down to my own emotional experience or own sense. God is God. He's above all. He's above all things. He's not who He is and our relationship with Him, being His child, being adopted into His eternal family, belonging to Him, doesn't depend on my own perception or my ability to grab a hold of that or to sense, oh, did I feel God there or not? Those things He's accomplished by the cross. It's because of Jesus Christ, not because whether I sense it or feel it or not. And so we don't want to degenerate into people that we assess our own relationship with God or what God is doing by my own perception of that or my own sense of feeling or experiencing that. Those things hold irrespective of how I'm feeling or what is happening or what I understand to be happening. His presence is not going to be diminished by my own understanding or ability to grab that. My awareness of His presence may change, but His presence is there. So I'm not talking about us being ones that become, oh no, I didn't feel God there, or oh, there must be something wrong with me. I'm not talking about becoming people that are led by the feelings and experiences. However, it is important for every one of us to know and to experience the sense of the tangible presence of God. To know that it's we apprehend the things of God by faith and we step into them. When we become a Christian, some people have this amazing revelation of God's love and grace, and others it takes a little time of unfolding as they understand more and more of that. But what I want to talk here about is that there's a sense of the presence of God, and that we do need to experience that. Parents, you want your children to experience that. If your children have had those encounters with God's presence in such a way, that's what will keep them. Not just what they learnt, not just the colouring in sheet from Sunday school, from Grow Kids or whatever, not just a memory verse that you taught them, but when they have a personal encounter with the living God, when they sense the presence of God, and that's really what they're doing. They're starting a whole new curriculum, so I'm really excited to hear what they're doing with the children, so that the children will know and experience God for themselves. That's what keeps kids in the household of God, that the fact that they have that own experience of God, and that we want to know that, we want to walk in that. We know that He's everywhere, we know that we carry Him in our hearts, the abiding presence of God. We know there's the eternal presence, but that sense of the manifest presence of God. And are you hungry for that? Are you hungry for that? Now, all of you are going to say, yes, yes, I'm hungry for that, but I don't know whether we all really are. Are we really hungry to be in that manifest presence of God? The great description of that is in 2 Chronicles 5:15, which is where they dedicated Solomon's temple. And I've actually experienced times like this myself, but it says in 2 Chronicles 5:14, it says, "And the priests could not perform the service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple." The sense of the manifest presence of God, like the Shekinah glory of God coming down, that sense of God's presence. And sometimes it can be very dramatic and sometimes it can be very subtle. There's times where I've actually felt it like it's just like a weight. Now, not when we worship God, it's like, and part of the words of worshiping, exalting Him and glorifying is acknowledging His weight, His worth. There's like a weight, there's only way to describe it. And there's times where I've actually physically felt that, and I thought, man, I don't know if I can take much more of this physically. It's an incredible sense of God's presence coming down and to be lost in that. And that can happen at home, but more often than not, it happens corporately. More often than not, when people are gathered together, that's when you feel that in your heart. Even worshiping the Lord today, the Lord's presence was here strong today. If you miss that today, again, well, let's learn how to walk in that. When the manifest presence of God is so strong, let's all walk in that. Let's all tap into that. And so how do we actually participate in this manifest presence of God? Because it is possible that the people will go there. There's been a meeting and people go, oh, wow, you know, just gee, was God's presence was just so strong and so amazing in this time. And people are saying that and you were there and think, hang on, was I in the same meeting as you? Maybe was I in the wrong place or something? Because other people just seem to be just sensing the presence of God and having the Lord just touch their heart. And maybe you didn't enter into that. That can happen to us, and it's because of something within ourselves that we need to adjust to realign. There's times when God just comes washing in, the presence of God just comes rushing in, even like a mighty wind, even like the day of Pentecost, the presence of God, and can come in a dramatic way. But sometimes it's just like a gentle wave, and many times here I've experienced that. It's just like if the throne of God was here, it's just like there's like waves of love come washing over. And quite often I feel that. They're just like the waves of God's love just come crushing over me, or not crushing, washing over me. And it's a very wonderful thing to do that. So what about participating in God's presence? How do we get into that? How do we tap into that when God is doing something? Well, there's sometimes when God is there, and whether you like it or not, God is there. And you just, wow, I just know God was there. In an awesome way. Other times we have to really enter into it, and that really depends on our hunger for God and His ways. Are we really longing, as we said in the beginning, deeply longing for His face and His presence continually? Is that the heart that you come, even when we come together to church? Do you come with such a heart? Lord, this day, this time, I've set aside this time. I'm not sleeping in, I'm not having brunch, I'm not watching, I'm not reading the paper, I'm not doing whatever else, Lord. I'm coming to the household of God. And I'm coming not to pass the time. I'm not going there because I showed up. I come with that heart, Lord. I am hungry for You, Lord. And I'm seeking that sense of Your presence, Lord, that You're going to touch my heart as I honor You, Lord, as I worship You with everything that I am, with everything that I have. Our mindset of entering in, are we really hungry? Wonderful thing about prayer is such an important thing. And being a praying person, if you want to experience and know that felt sense of the presence of God, prayer is obviously a very important thing. And certainly in our own prayer lives, when you're praying, you have times you just feel, Lord, I know. Sometimes when you pray, it's like you feel like I'm here and I'm praying. Other times it's just you feel like you've stepped right in. Again, it's really our own mindsets when we enter into God's presence when we're praying. Because when we're praying, God is always there. But there's something about when we are together praying. And all of you say, yes, I want to be in the manifest presence of God. Well, there's opportunities to do that when we have corporate prayer together, when we pray. And Matthew 18:20 says, where two or three are gathered together, or gather together in my name, there I am with them. Hang on, isn't he there anyway? Isn't he everywhere? Isn't God everywhere? Yeah, he is. Isn't he abiding with us? So, but there's something. There is that something that when we two or three are gathered together, when we're hungry together, and then the hunger in your heart, it helps sort of stir mine, and your faith sort of encourages my faith. And together as we're praying and we're worshiping and seeking God together, when we're crying out to God in prayer, it's like the presence of God just comes down so strong and tangibly among us. And you have the opportunity to do that. We don't meet during the holidays, but every other Friday we have times of prayer where God encounter, where God shows up, where we sense the presence of God. And it's a wonderful thing to do that when we're here together, when we're praying. The Lord is here, and he said, when two or three are gathered together, there I am. Something unique about when we're gathered together, his presence is there, and it's so strong when we gather together, when we honor him, and when we enter in. And then there's worship. Worship is the other way. See, if you come to a church service and you walk out and say, oh, gee, I didn't really get a lot out of the worship today. See, some people, as I've said many times, it's not to do with the music, not to do with the choice of song so much. Because you can go to a traditional mainline church and they'll sing a 150-year-old hymn and you can still have an incredible encounter with the living God. It's not to do with the worship leader, not to do with musicians. It's always to do with their own heart. You only get out what you're going to put into it. If you're entering and say, Lord, I'm hungry for you, you can be so hungry and desperate, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, you're able to enter into the presence of God if we are so hungry for him and allow him to touch our heart in such a way. Too often, though, we become like consumers and we come judging and trying to be like a discerning buyer rather than an abandoned worshipper who just wants to give everything to God because you're hungry for him and hungry for his presence. And I tell you what, if you were hungry this morning, you would have felt the presence of God here. You would have felt the presence of God here and even still feel the presence of God here because he hasn't gone anywhere. The Lord is still here with us right now. Psalm 23:3, it says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel." Or in the Old King James, it says, "The praise God inhabits the praises of his people." And there's something about worshipping God. There's something about worshipping that when you're worshipping, even at home, when you worship, you can actually feel and sense the presence of God. But again, when we come together, are you full on in worship or are you sitting down thinking, gee, my legs are getting a bit tired. Gee, we've gone on a little bit this morning. Oh, gee whiz, this is the fifth time we've sung that verse. We're singing this again. I wonder what's for lunch. If that's you, you're not going to sense the presence of God. You might sense the presence of the corn on your toe or something. You might, anything else you're going to sense, but you're not going to do that because your heart isn't fully engaged. If our heart is fully engaged and we're honoring and worshiping the Lord with everything that we are, we're just loving God with all that is within us, just honoring him and the Lord is there. The Lord's presence is there. And so if you're not sensing that, just do a little heart check. Give yourself a little checkup and say, did I really come hungry today? Did I really come today or did I just come because I go to church and that's what I do? But no, I'm this day. I have come this day because I want to encounter the living God. I want to give him honor and praise. And as we do that, the Lord's presence is so amazing. The wonderful other thing is about when we're worshiping the Lord. And just the name of Jesus is so powerful. There's so much power in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you find that you're struggling just to enter in, you know, and maybe the singing a song that it was, well, everyone knows that song. I don't really know that song. And I know sometimes it can be harder if there's a song and you think, oh, I don't know how the song, they're starting to sing. Oh, I don't sing now. And you can get so caught up in the mechanics of all of that sort of stuff. If you don't know the song and you're struggling with it and just in that time, just say, Lord, just Jesus, Jesus, just Jesus, Lord Jesus. You know, if you're struggling into entering in, just Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, with all my heart. You know, you might be in pain. You might be sore. You might be tired. You might be frustrated. You might be distressed. But as you just, Jesus, just loving Jesus and just quietly to yourself to say the name of Jesus, you'll find as you do that, as you honor him, you suddenly find yourself like being transformed into his presence, into the presence of God. So powerful. If you struggle in worship and the whole idea of you lifting your hands as well, that seems so alien or so foreign or whatever. Just love him with everything that you are. Because if you're all in on something, you are all in. And it's so powerful, you can actually sense the presence of God when you worship in such a way. And I've visited many churches and, you know, sometimes I think, wow, their team is fantastic. Sometimes I think, gee whiz, you know, they're all learning obviously and, you know, still struggling, it doesn't matter. We can still enter in if our heart is right, if our mindset's not to evaluate, but to participate, but to be a part of it, then we're going to be touched powerfully in the presence of God, the manifest presence of God. The other is this desperation, as I said, is having humility in our heart. It says in Isaiah 57:15, "For this is what the high and exalted one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. So he is magnificent in power and splendor and glory, dwelling in his majesty." Where's his heart? His heart is for those, the lowly one. That means a humble heart, someone that is not inflated with their own sense of who they are, but a heart that is soft before him. That kind of heart is where the Lord is going to pour his presence and grace. And that's when we come to the Lord and hungry for his presence. Say, Lord, I've come this day. Lord, I'm just hungry for you, Lord. And Lord, I need you. And maybe we've got struggles. Maybe we've got problems. But Lord, I'm going to put all that aside, Lord. And Lord, I just want to honor you, Lord. I want to honor you for who you are. And if you come with such a heart, if you humble yourselves, then you're going to experience that sense of the presence of God, that you actually feel that, you'll tap a hold of that. As I said, we're not going to base your whole Christian walk on whether I feel or not feel. We stand on the word of God, not on what we're feeling. But however, God made us so that we are able to sense his presence, and we want to be able to do that. And so that is such an important thing, our hunger, our heart. What actually happens when we're in the presence of God? And we've got to go quick for a time today. But there's something about the presence of God. That when we're in the presence of God, when suddenly our whole perspective begins to change, our perspective changes when we're in the presence of God. Psalm 21:6 says, "Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence." There's something about being in the presence of God that you can be going through such a hard circumstance. You can be going through things that are tough. And people go through tough stuff. And I'm sure every one of you have gone through some tough stuff. Some of you are probably going through tough stuff now. And how, in the middle of all this tough stuff, do I somehow experience joy? Well, when we're in the presence of God, then our perspective begins to change us. It's rather than being full of the problems that we have and the circumstances, we become full of the life that he's given us. It's just an awesome thing to be in the presence of God. And so when we begin to get an adjustment in our perspective, we can think, hang on a minute, my life is not defined by what is happening to me now, and it's not defined by what has happened to me before. It's not defined by what other people have said. It's not defined by all of those things. My life is defined by the Lord himself and the joy of being in his presence. The fact that he loved me, that he died on the cross for me, that I have the promise of eternal life. Don't get all hit up and caught up in the problems of this life. This life is nothing, really. It's nothing. It's a drop in the ocean, the scripture says. In the context of eternity, our life is just it's just gone. And yet how we get so bogged down in this life, how we let this life overwhelm us and begin to even make us challenge and query even things that are about eternity, about where was God and all these things. But when we're in the presence of God, we get a proper perspective. Hang on a moment. I'm an eternal being, worship the eternal God, and I will live for eternity. And because of that, despite what is happening in this brief and momentary life, which is as a vapor, as James describes it, then in this time, Lord, I can have a joy because I have you, Lord, and I have that promise of eternal life. We have an adjustment in our perception and our thinking, a realignment when we are in the presence of God. We also have that sense of safety. Psalm 31:20, it says, "In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues." In other words, what other people are trying to say or do or whatever. Maybe there's people that have said some things about you, said some things to you, and you sort of just feel impacted and crushed by those things. But in the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. It's where truly everything else just seems to fade away. You know, we sing that song, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim." Well, it's so true. You're in the presence of God. You suddenly realize that you're not so focused about why is all of this stuff happening. See, some people do that. They say, "Lord, why? Why did this happen to me? Lord, this is not fair. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Why did this happen? Why, God, did you do that? Or why didn't you?" All when you're in the manifest presence of God, when you've come into that place, why is not an issue. It's who. The who trumps everything. Who he is. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we're in the presence of God, we suddenly realize, hang on, the whys actually don't really matter. The whys aren't the point. And yet we get so hung up on why, but we miss the who. We miss him. But when we're in the manifest presence of God, then when we know that we come into that place of safety, doesn't matter about the tongues or what other people have said, doesn't matter about anything else. All that matters is that I'm His child and I'm in the presence of the Lord, and I just feel His embrace to be held in the presence of God. And whatever the storm is, whatever is going on, when you're in the presence of God, everything else suddenly just falls away. Everything changes when we're in the presence of God. We just know that we are safe and that we are secure, that we're held in His arms. What an amazing thing it is. And yet it amazes me sometimes when people don't when they go through a struggle, what are the first thing they ditch is God. And then maybe they'll come around this full circle and think, oh yeah, maybe I should pray now. But they'll let themselves get so downcast, depressed, frustrated, angry, everything else. And yet all we have to do is to come into His presence as we pray and as we worship Him, as we're hungry for Him with humility, and then we just know that we are in that place of safety. There's a quote from Alexander McLaren. He says, "Peace comes not from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God." I love that. Peace comes not from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. There's something about the presence of God, being in God's presence. It changes everything. When you're in there, you suddenly realize, hang on a minute, I got my whole thinking process so out of whack. But when I in the presence of God, it just aligns everything. It's like my whole spirit gets lined up. Everything is lined up. My thinking, it changes when I'm in that presence of God. And the other thing, finally, this morning, as our time goes, is that it's just a wonderful place of rest. You know, in Eastern religions, it amazes me, actually, even the council up in where Diggers Rest is, you know, they're offering for people, and this is a program, like it's a community thing, and they're offering council-supported and funded and having meditation set. And I've been invited. Oh, we're having this community gathering, but we're having this big meditation session at the beginning of it, which is just an Eastern religion. It's actually opening up ourselves to all sorts of demonic activity when you enter into Eastern styles of meditation, where people are trying to calm themselves and focus and then empty themselves of everything, empty themselves of all thoughts, everything else. All they do is they just make this blank canvas to the demons and say, come and paint upon my own heart and life. We don't do that. We're full of Christ. We're not emptying ourselves, we are filling ourselves with Jesus Christ. We're filling ourselves with consciousness of Him and who He is. He's a wonderful God and He's worthy God. And when we're just sitting in the Lord's presence, to tell you, just time in the Lord's presence. Hands up if you ever get stressed. For some of you, it's too stressful to put your hand up. I appreciate that. We all get stressed. Every one of us gets stressed. We feel pressured. And sometimes you feel like, man, I'm getting hit from every side. We feel pressured, we feel stressed, and you feel like, I just need a holiday. And so what some people do, they take a holiday. I just need a holiday. I just need to get away. They get away, and then the stress will go, and so they go on their great holiday, they'll come back, and then one day later, I feel stressed. I feel pressured. I've got to go. I need to have another holiday. Well, unless you're a millionaire, you're not going to be running around having a lot of holidays all the time. In fact, probably if you're a multimillionaire, you're probably one of the most stressful people there is. But how do we find rest? We really find rest in the presence of God. It's worth 100 holidays. Tell you what, it's a lot cheaper as well. You spend time in the presence of God where you just sit. And sometimes we don't know when to shut up. We just want to talk all the time. Even in the Lord's presence, we just say, oh, Lord, bless mummy, bless poppy, bless da-da-da-da-da. And we're always, and sometimes the Lord just says, be still and know that I am God. And there's times where we just need to do that. We just sit in the Lord's presence. And as we just sense the Lord is there, it's like His presence fills the room, like heaven opens up and the Lord's presence, and you just sit there. And you're just soaking in the presence of God. I tell you what, tension, stress, pressure, it just evaporates in the presence of God. And how do we have peace in our heart? Well, if you're not at peace, if you say, yeah, I'm that stressed out person, I just feel pressured, I feel stressed, then what do you need to do? Don't need to sit there going, You need to be sitting there saying, Lord, I just love You, Lord. Just glorying in the presence of the Lord. And the presence of God, man, what peace it brings upon our heart. What rest it brings. What refreshment. How refreshing. A lot of people go on holidays and they come back and they're so exhausted from the holiday, they need a holiday to recover from the holiday. Isn't that true? But when we're in the presence of God, we actually are refreshed. And look, a good night's sleep, you can't knock a good night's sleep. A good night's sleep is a good thing. You wake up feeling refreshed, hopefully. Good night's sleep is good, though. It is refreshing. But nothing more refreshing, not just to your body, but to your mind and your spirit, just to have spent time in the presence of God and just soaking in His presence. What a wonderful thing that is. And there's beautiful scripture. It says in 1 John 3:9, this is how we know we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. Setting our hearts at rest in His presence. What a wonderful thing it is. And yet so often we can just live our life, even as Christians, that we are pressured and we're stressed and we say, Lord, can you solve this? Can you fix this one for me? And thank you. And run over here. Oh, Lord, can you help me with this? Lord, can you do this? And run over there. Lord, can you? And look, just be quiet. Just spend some time and just soak in the presence of God. Just allow His presence to come and invade. And all that stuff just tends to just melt away in the presence of God. There's something about the presence of God. And so I encourage us. Yeah, we know that God is everywhere. We know that the Lord's with us because we believe you've given your life to Christ. Not only did He guarantee our eternal salvation, forgiving our sins on the cross, but He came and dwelt within us. What an amazing thing. And we've talked about that a lot before, the eternal presence of God, that we're going to be with Him forever. It's not just for this life that you live, that we are living for eternity, but that manifest presence of God. And yes, you can experience that at home, and you can do that. The Lord will show up. If you're hungry for Him, the Lord will show up in a way. He's always there, but you can sense Him, yes, just to be loved of Him. But it's very powerful when we gather together. If you have a whole collective bunch of people that haven't come to mark off time or to do the right thing or to fulfill a religious duty, but are coming out of hungry and desperation for the Lord and to honor Him and to worship Him. And Lord, I long for you. Lord, my heart longs for you. I've come to seek your face, to long you. There, the manifest presence of God is strong there. And we're able to enter in and have all these wonderful things in our life, that we have that peace, that sense of safety, and have joy. We hang on, get perspective. Wait a minute, what am I all down in the dumps about? Hang on a minute. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords loves me. It changes, reorientates our whole life, our whole direction. So let's just stand to our feet. I want to pray. Just one more scripture just as I close this morning. It talks about this scripture. I just read it. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His might. And really, that's what happens for people that make the choice not to follow the Lord. Ultimately, they're shut out of His presence. And I can't think of a worse thing, to be shut out everlasting, eternally from the presence of God. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ this day, and you want to have the Lord in your life, make this opportunity, take most of this opportunity and say, yeah, I want what Jesus did on the cross to apply for me. I want to know that presence of God. I don't want just that promise of eternal life, and I'm so grateful for that. But here in this life, just to know that the Lord is with me, that He's in me, but I can experience His manifest presence, that the Lord can work in my life. You don't know Jesus, then let this be your day. But Father, as we just stand at our feet, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we're already in your holy presence, Lord. And Father, I know there'll be those that have come, Lord, and struggle. They struggle because of experiences and because of disappointments and because of maybe even physical pain or whatever it is, Father. Lord, I pray this day, Lord, that we learn, Lord, just to take that step forward into your presence, Lord, as we're hungry for you, as we're desperate for you. Lord, as we worship you with everything that we are. Lord, we know, Lord, that we're two or three gathered, there you are. And even as we gather here, Lord, I pray, Lord, every week, Lord, as we gather, people will sense your presence. Thank you, Lord, for those who do, Lord. But, Lord, I know there may be some that struggle. Father, Lord, as they just are so hungry for you, Lord, that they'll have that joy begin to rise in their heart, Lord, that sense of being safe, Lord, that all the other stuff begins to melt away, Lord. It's be more about who than why. And, Lord, that we're able just to know that rest, to be refreshed of you. Lord, I pray, Lord, even as we close the service now, Lord, even as we sing this final song, Lord, I just pray for that refreshing touch on every heart this day. Lord, let everyone be refreshed of you. Lord, as we are in your presence, Lord, you're here. touch every heart, Father. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord. If anyone doesn't know you, give them the courage, Lord, to come and to be prayed for this day in Jesus' name. If you want prayer, I'd love to pray with you today. Blessed as we worship the Lord, don't sing a song. Enter into the presence of God as we close and worship him. Let's just sing this together and worship him. Enter in now in Jesus' name. If you want prayer, I'm happy to pray with you. Just make your way. Thank you.